7:38 at WGCL. It is Thursday morning. We check in with the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. It's our good friend Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Just great. Fantastic. How about yourself?
Not bad, not bad. January disappearing before our eyes. Things flying along. You guys got started a little bit later, so I bet your January, you haven't even, what happened to it? It's popped up, gone, see you later.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the second week of classes, it was a little awkward because we started on a Tuesday, but we're rocking and rolling. Second week of classes almost over.
Not even a full week. You have to like that. Get started on a Tuesday morning. You've got a big visitor coming to wrap up the month of January. Who's coming to town?
Yes, we are really super excited. Our president, Dr. Sue Elsterman, she's been touring all around the state, and of course she left the best for last, you know. I'm sure my colleagues across the state would chuckle at that one, but
It's true because it's obviously not alphabetical, Bloomington being B. That would be towards the front, so I think your theory stands.
That's right. She would have come to visit in August or something like that, but she'll be here on Tuesday. She's going to spend the entire day with us. What I think is really cool is one of our program chairs in the computer and informatics program reached out to her directly and asked if she, while she's here, you know, would she meet with our IT student club? And so she's going to do that first. She's going to meet with them for about an hour, which is really cool. Then she's going to spend about an hour to an hour and a half with all of our employees, our faculty and our staff, and speak to them, just to kind of give a state of the college. And then she's going to take questions from our employees, which is pretty cool. And then I get to get in the car, lock her up in my vehicle, and take her around Bloomington to show her, you know, the Waldron, our Marchand School of Nursing. She's not been inside that building. The Indiana Center for the Life Sciences, and then show her some of our great space, and but she's been on our campus, but to give her an in-depth tour so she can see all of our labs and things like that. And then finally, it's open to the public, an invitation for people to come and listen to her starting at 4 o'clock at Tree Hall on our campus. She'll talk about, again, the state of the college, and then we'll have a community reception from 5 to 6, so... That's on Tuesday. Super excited about that, which happens to be my mother's 95th birthday.
Wow. So you've got to
throw that all in there.
that's a heck of a party you're going to throw. Bring in the former lieutenant governor and the now president. Wow. I mean, you've got some heavy hitters for a birthday party. I like that.
Well, that's exactly right. And my mom deserves it. Trust me. I was one of nine.
Oh my! Yes, you're. She does deserve. She deserves a week long party, not a one afternoon party. Come on, let's.
That's right.
Let's stretch this out. Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech, and as we always talk on Thursdays, so many things are happening. You've mentioned the second semester has just started here just a couple of weeks ago, but you've got spring scholarships you're going to be handing out. Tell me who's eligible for that here in spring of 2017.
Oh, my gosh. We are awarding about $55,000 in scholarships for just this spring. And, there's all kinds of eligibility requirements for the different various scholarships that a donor might set up or that we might have. And so I think we've made over 100 individual awards being made this spring. And students normally have to apply for the FAFSA, that free application for federal student aid, to have that on file to see what dollars might be out there for them. And then we start looking at the individual program specific or targeted population type awards. And we start looking at those and get those awarded. So when students start their semester there, they've got those dollars available to them for textbooks or tuition or just living expenses. So lots of different types, and it's great.
And that happens every semester, too. So don't feel like you've missed something, but it's a great reminder of what can happen when you get up and running over there. Another cool thing I've seen is the College Goal Sunday. We know that's coming up in a couple weeks, but I don't want people to forget about it. And that's another financial aid angle that you need to get ready, and Ivy Tech's there to help.
That's right, and it doesn't matter what school or college you decide to go to, but you've got people, no matter what their economic background is, they really need to fill out that FAFSA. Again, they could be eligible for a small scholarship. They could be eligible for state or federal grants that a student does not need to pay back. But we have, and it's across the state, it's called College Goal Sunday. It's Indiana's largest free application for federal student aid filing event, so it's a lot like filing your taxes. You have to fill out this form to see what your income is so that we can help you with financial aid, but it will be held on our campus on Sunday, February 12th. So College Goal Sunday, February 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. And you've got, you know, financial aid experts all across the city, all across the state, helping people, helping students of any age complete that FAFSA.
Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She checks in from Ivy Tech every Thursday morning just after 7:35. And you've got more assistance this weekend, which starts on Friday and Saturday. It's the VITA program. Boy, you've been doing that for as long as I can remember. Who can be helped? Who needs to be helped? And how do we get that help?
Well, the VITA program is fantastic. It starts here really soon. We're actually taking reservations right now for that. You just call our main number at 812-332-1559. And there is an income threshold that we like to look at, but really anybody can come in and we'll help them complete that tax form. I think the threshold is about $53,000 for the household income. But we have students, we have faculty that are helping get those taxes completed. But you need to make an appointment, like I said, and call that phone number. Because, you know, we have plenty of people out there to help. And I think we'll be talking a lot more about that next week with maybe our dean from the School of Business and accounting instructor, Dr. Jim Smith, will give more details about that.
Perfect. So just make sure that everybody's aware it is tax season. So when in doubt, just call. And then the folks at Ivy Tech will direct you in the proper direction to get to.
That's
again,
right.
You don't want to be... You don't want to forget your mom's birthday. You don't want to forget your wife's birthday. And you don't want to forget to turn your taxes in. Those are things that just, they never end. Those stories never end well.
That's exactly right.
You don't want to hear what happens after that. Now, you've also had some wonderful support from some local businesses here, and your North Terrace has been dedicated.
Yeah, it's really great. About a couple of weeks ago, we had our friends out from Harold Fish, you know, as part of our Here We Grow Again campaign. And just located outside of the Cook Pavilion and near Blooming Foods, we have a small Blooming Foods, our North Terrace. It's absolutely stunning, great view of the campus and all of that. So Ivy Tech and Harold Fish together, we dedicated the North Terrace to Harold Fish. And actually, their president, Steve Dawson, attended that event with his wife, Michelle. And then, you know, lots of their great staff there. Nancy Baldwin and Troy, and I think there's three or four Daves within Harold Fish that were there at the time. The Dave show.
Name tags,
Dave
people.
Here. And it was great because, you know, there is a plaque that is inscribed that Steve really took some time to decide what he wanted to have on that plaque. And I just wanted to share that he decided on a poem from Jonathan Swift, the Irish poet. And the poem is, "Vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others." And in Steve's remarks, he said that, you know, dreamers dream, visionaries take action. And he hoped that students would see that poem and really take their dreams and move forward with them and act on them. And it's just really awesome, a great place for people to hang out and have their lunch or study and be able to see that plaque. So. Thank you to our friends at Harold Fish.
And you have more community business partners as well happening and helping with the Achieve Your Degree program. That's a great deal of support here locally. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's a really great program. It's now a statewide program. And really what we're doing is working with our industry partners to help upskill their incumbent workers. So somebody who's a great employee, comes to work every day, has awesome potential, who wants to go back to school. So together we work with that industry partner. We work a lot with the leadership of a corporation or an industry and help them, their human resources office, help them to help their employees get enrolled in classes at Ivy Tech. And many of those employees are eligible for financial aid. So when you put your, you know, do your FAFSA, get your financial aid, and then we can see maybe what the company might be able to help with reimbursement. Your college experience, your college courses might be free. And so we're working with Cook. We've got 216 employees right now enrolled on our campus from Cook. And we've got 4 students from Old National Bank. And we will be working with other partners. And you'll hear more about that in the next few months. So it's a great program. It's really excellent.
Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She checks in from Ivy Tech. And one thing else you wanted to mention before we got wrapped up?
The O'Bannon Institute tickets are now on sale. It's our event, our annual event, takes place April 27th. John Meacham, the historical biographer, Pulitzer Prize winner. He's a huge presidential biographer, so this is a perfect timing for him to be on our campus. $100 a ticket, April 27th. Be there, be square.
And you better get to that. Are they square tables or round tables? Well, you better do it now because we know this event sells out annually. So don't wait till the last minute. Get organized if you want to be a part of all that. Great stuff as always. We will talk to you next Thursday after your tremendously busy Tuesday. So we'll get caught up on all the great happenings out there with the visit from the president, mom's 95th birthday, and everything else happening. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Wait. Next Thursday. Next Thursday is Groundhog Day, so make sure you wear you have to wear your costume, and we're having a tailgate party, so make sure that you get that covered.
All right, I'll be there.
Sounds good. We'll see you next Thursday.
Okay, thank you.
Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech, checking in with us every Thursday morning just after 7:35. Co-pilot has found us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Thanks for jumping in.
Yeah.
Peace out today.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to just bark at the moon all morning. Instead, I'll bark at you.
I like it. Okay,
it works. Here. So we're in. We're ready to go. Did you hear that? The big Groundhog Day tailgate party next Thursday?
I like this. Yeah.
All we need is a location.
Yeah. Food, drinks. Yeah.
And then if we could put together some kind of football game, well, that would be great. We'll play with the groundhog.
There you go.
I don't think he'll be busy on Thursday
be real
for all
busy,
that.
Yeah.
Well, we hope he keeps up the good work because I don't think any of us are going to complain. It was 57 yesterday. Sorry about that. Didn't hit 60. Keep the emails to a loud roar. Let's tone it down a little bit there. Couldn't hit the fifth day in January in the 60s. Sorry about that.
Good
Just four of them.
Yeah.
So here we are with not many more left to do.